One of the earliest settlements along the Delaware Bay, Bowers Beach is nestled between the mouths of the St. Jones and Murderkill Rivers. The town was once one of the state's premier fishing regions with an average of 300 boats at its docks. Charlie Irons grew up in Bowers Beach. His father was a waterman, and he says his childhood was pretty idyllic.
It may sound kind of corny, but the town, like most small towns that you would find in the United States back in the 50s or the 40s, 50s, and 60s, the fire company was the backbone of the community, which you would find in any small community in the state of Delaware. We had a small grocery store. You had kids playing in the street. You had your baseball teams. You had your Boy Scout troop. And the best thing was, growing up there, if you got in trouble, your parents knew it before you got home, because everybody knew everybody's kids, you know.
During Bowers Beach heyday, watermen routinely harvested Delaware Bay oysters, commonly called white gold.
And what they would do, they would take oyster shells from the oyster house, they would grind them up in the shell mill, and then they put it in chicken feed. And they also mixed it with something else that most people in Delaware are familiar with. It's called, we call them king crabs, but they're really, it's a horseshoe crab. You would grind them up and use that with the oyster shells for chicken feed. And that was a big, big business. I know when I was young, we used to get a penny apiece for pulling king crabs out of the water. We would, in the summertime, we would work the fishing party boats. We would either mate on them, you go out with the party boat captains, take care of the bait, you help the customer, the fishing party, you put the hooks on, you put the bait on, take their fish off, and you're working for tips is what you're doing. You get back in, and in those days, in the 50s, you would run what we call double hitter. You'd leave in the morning at 7 o'clock, you'd be back in the dock by 1, scrub the boat down, refuel it, put bait on it, and turn around and go right back out again, and come back in at 9 o'clock. And to give you some idea, in 1952, I was away. My father wrote me a letter. He had a fishing party that had 9 people on board. They went out in Delaware Bay and what we call the Oyster Grounds, which is south of Bowers, and he had caught over 1,100 trout and was back in the dock by 12 o'clock. You could take all the fish they catch in a year down there, now you won't come up to 1,100.
But back when Charlie was a boy, Bowers Beach was all about fishing. He and his buddies often went out on the water at night. They would tie up to the 14-foot bank lighthouse, a privilege Coast Guard workers allowed with a little enticement.
And you'd always take some liquid refreshment, and they would throw a basket over with a rope. You put the liquid refreshment in the basket, they jack it up, and they would let you tie up to the lighthouse. You'd throw an anchor off, run up, tie off to the lighthouse, wait for the change of tide, and you catch these trout called tide runners. Now, a tide runner to a stranger is a trout, and they run about 30 to 35 inches long, and they raise about 20 to 22 pounds. Huge fish, I mean huge. What you would do, you take a Coleman lantern over the side of the boat, and you wait, and you would start seeing minis come up in the water. And then all of a sudden, you'll see a flash of a big white thing going through it. This was squid. The squid was chasing the minis. And then, boy, after that, out of the deep, you see the big tide runners coming up chasing the squid. It was a good time to grow up, I'll put it that way.
By the 1970s, many watermen had abandoned Bowers Beach after harvesting restrictions and disease had caused the town's oyster industry to lose its luster.
The period of time that I grew up, and then the kids that followed me, their time period was entirely different because they didn't get to experience the things that I did. And the ones that are down there now, they don't get to experience any of it. Bowers has turned into a community of retired people, which is great. It's just another phase of a town that it's going through. That's all.
In fact, the boatyard where Charlie Irons once worked has been converted to housing for the town's burgeoning baby boom retirees.
That boatyard now has condominiums in it, and those condominiums, they sell for $200,000. There are homes down on the beachfront now that are $500,000, $700,000 a piece. When I was raised in Bowers Beach, you could have bought the town for that much money. It's another phase that the town is going through. Is it good? Yeah, it's good, because the industry's gone. The kids that grew up at Bowers moved away, started their lives in the city or somewhere else because there's nothing for them there. And so it's become a retirement community, which is great. It's good.
These days, people come to Bowers Beach to swim, birdwatch, and kayak. And beginning Memorial Day weekend, Delawareans can get a glimpse at its past with the grand reopening of the Bowers Beach Maritime Museum.
This year, the staff of the museum, of which I'm just a volunteer, but they made contact with an individual up in Pennsylvania that has a 35-foot pirate vessel that they're bringing down to the beach. It has four cannons on it. It'll be on full sail. I'm just no joke, it's the truth. That is going to be great for the kids. And they do get to sing pirate songs. They put patches over their eyes. But it all helps promote the town, to promote the museum. It will show different phases of the business at Bowers, the oyster and the fishing and the trapping and the boat maintenance, and what the people did. It'll show that. There will also be an area for children. And for the new part, now we've got the pirates, you know. So there's a little bit for everybody.